woman preferred the wild places among the banks of the river that flowed through the fertile crescent. She knew the forests. She loved the caves. She was the one who ran with the wolves, they said. For she talked to all that came to drink from the river's pristine waters. One day, she followed the river out and into a beautiful garden. There were trees and flowers of every kind, and berries ripe for harvest. But she was drawn to a fruit-bearing tree in the middle of the garden. It was thick with buds and fragrant, as an apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved, she sang, weaving in and out in a circle dance in the middle of the garden. Evening came, and she climbed the tree and fell asleep in its branches. She went to the river at first light. And it was there that she saw him. Adama, she whispered, color of earth. She was glad he was sleeping. As she drew near, the man awoke. Here is one like me, he cried aloud. And yet he saw that she was different. She had hair the color of wheat. She was full-bodied and full-breasted. He thought of Lilith, his sister Lilith, with the raven's hair and the heart of an eagle. And once again he was lonely, for the garden could not contain the one who was with him from the beginning. And so she flew away. Where have you come from? He asked the woman. And she pointed to the east. I am caretaker of the garden, he said. And he turned in all directions, claiming as far as the eye could see. Here it is paradise, he whispered. Stay here in the garden with me. Evening came, and morning came to the woman and man in the garden. As he watched the woman from a distance, the man felt very good. She was full of life and spirit. She swam in the cool, clear water, sang with the birds, laughed at the antics of spiders and ants, and danced among the growing things, and she wore flowers in her hair. She played with all the animals, and she called them by their names. At dawn, he could hear her chanting, but it was in the cool of the evening that he walked and talked with God. Late one night, when the moon was full, he saw her dance with serpentine steps by the tree in the middle of the garden. "Your love is better than wine," she sang. "Therefore we maidens love you and rejoice in you." He was frightened by her rituals. The next day he said to her, "You must stay away from the fruit-bearing tree." "Why?" she asked, for she could see that he was deeply troubled. "Because God has commanded," he said. "But why?" she persisted. "Because it is a tree of death. Eat, and you will die." "It is a tree of life," she said, "a place of wisdom and knowledge. For God meets me there and helps me to know what is good and what is evil, so I can grow to be more like God." They spoke no more of her different ways, nor of the tree in the middle of the garden. One day, when the tree was heavy with fruit, blood red and succulent, he saw the woman resting there, fair and desirable. "You are beautiful, my love, so beautiful, a lily of the valleys," he sang as he lay down beside her. She wakened to receive him. "You are black and beautiful," she sang. "My beloved is mine, and I am his." Evening came, and morning came, witnessing to their love. They were happy together as woman and man, transparent to each other, bearing their deepest feelings, their fantasies, and fears. To him, she was life in all its fullness, and he called her by her name. She was Eve, and he was Adam. She would laugh and say, "She too was of the earth and knew its blessings." Time passed, and Eve gave birth by the tree of life in the garden. "Sustain me with fruit, refresh me with apples, for I am faint with love," Adam sang. When the child could leave its mother, Eve gave birth a second time in the season of fruitfulness. Eve and her daughters swam in the water, sang with the birds, danced among the growing things, and wore flowers in their hair. And once again, Adam was lonely. The women folk played by the apple tree, told stories and made ritual, and even talked to serpents and snakes. "Surely," he thought, "this foolish behavior cannot be pleasing to God." Adam talked with God in the evening, while Eve and her daughters chanted at dawn and when the moon was full. Adam knew his world was slipping away, for he could no longer control it. He began to hide himself from Eve, to cover his thoughts and feelings. He had lost his earthly paradise. One day, when he could bear it no longer, he let the woman lead him to a place beyond the garden. For Adam knew, as Eve knew, that Eden was no more.